Hello and welcome to the Local Economic Development Podcast,
hosted by Sean Cunningham
and Jörg Meyer-Starmer.
For other programs in this series, please take a look at www.ledcast.net.
Good morning, everybody. We are here in the second follow-up workshop in Novi Sad. Invent is organizing every year a local economic development study tour in different regions in Germany. So most of the participants participated already in a training on our PACA approach for Mesopartner in Germany. And the idea of Invent was to promote these persons and maybe also some other persons who are experts on local economic development in Southeast Europe to have a follow-up, to get to know the new tools of Mesopartner, but also to get new experiences on exchange of expertism. We are now here with around 16 persons in Novi Sad. This training was from the 8th of October to the 12th of October. Today is the last day. We had 5 days of training and workshopping on exchange on experiences with the local experts from Serbia, from Bosnia-Herzegovina, from Macedonia, and some persons normally wanted to come also from Albania, but they were not able to come. What we would like to discuss now, after these 4 days of training, what is the experiences of local economic development in the region, in Southeast Europe? And there are some experts with me who were open to discuss this issue. And I would like to start with the discussion on the first question. What is your impression on the experiences of local economic development in Southeast Europe? I would like to start with Vladislav Čupan. And maybe, Vladislav, you can introduce yourself very shortly.
Advisor for local development and project management in municipality of Struga. So about my experience with local economic development, I can speak about the experience in Macedonia. The last 6 years, there was present a lot of development agencies and donor organizations also who support process of LAD and also process of local development, trying to start process of strategic planning. What was the result? The result was very low rate of implementation of the strategic plan because of several factors, according to my opinion. First, there was a very small rate of the participation of the local community. Maybe some of them was not enough able to motivate some of them. What is the main problem and main challenge also to motivate the people to work together with the consultants. The other thing is that many of the donors also have not created the ownership of the local community to the strategic plan.
Thank you, Vladislav. You said you have got a lot of experiences in Macedonia, but according to my listening now in this workshop, it's an issue on Southeast Europe that a lot of experience are on strategic planning in local economic development. And you said that there is a lack of implementation. So I would like to ask our colleague, and I would also like to introduce you yourself, what is the point, why is the problem of implementation in these strategic approaches on local economic development in the region?
Coming from an NGO which is called INTER, which is focused on territorial economic development. Since I'm coming from Belgrade, I have quite experienced what's going on in Serbia, but also in other countries of South and Eastern Europe. And usually, experiences are very similar. I think that problem in implementation is that all these initiatives on local economic development are rather supply-driven by international aid agencies than demand driven by local communities. So usually if we are focused on and development strategic plans, usually situation on the field is that they're mostly based on international donor support and they're mostly a list of wishes which intend to attract donor investments, especially international aid investments, rather than based on some concrete activities that can be implemented by local communities.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we have got also an expert here, Natasha, who is working in a municipality and who is very much involved in strategic planning in this process. If you hear that person say there was a lack of implementation, what is your experiences from the municipality point of view?
Hey, my name is Natasha Arzina. I came from the municipality of Mrkonjić-Grad, that is in the Republic of Srpska in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The situation in our region is similar but different because we had war in this region, and we must build our infrastructure, and we build this infrastructure through donors' money, and now we are on the same phase with the other country in the Southeast Europe, and I was included in the designing of strategic plan. The basic factor, human resource here, who will implement our strategic plans. But we intend and we have a program, development program of Republic of Srpska, and also fund from Investment Bank, and we try to get money for our implementation of strategic plan, and we will invite some experts from other region to reach our goals.
That means that also your strategic plan is very much focused at the moment, first of all, to create again the infrastructure in the region.
Infrastructural, the main projects.
Okay. Thank you very much, Natasha. Vladislav, what is your experience on the involvement of the business sector, of companies, in a strategic planning approach, which you are doing in Struga? And also, what do you see as necessities?
The first and most important thing is how to motivate the business community so to be to participate in the process. The region where I come from is this on the Okhchil Lake. The tourism is a very important sector, and we must have joint efforts for attracting the tourists, because the tourism don't mean only the hotels, but it's something that is very complex. That's the motivation, participate in the whole process. Because they will have not only reflection to the how their hotel will look like, but also they participate in the other spheres, like is your environment, the cleaning of the hygiene of the city, or let's say other aspects. They have an interrelation with the other supporting institutions for the tourism, let's say, to have some joint efforts, some joint together action in the future, let's say in the field of tourism, especially in my region.
Okay, you mean the region of Struga or the Orchid Lake region? Eh? One question to Dragica in this regard. Strategic planning approaches, like you said, are lacking implementation. And we said also in the workshop, often they are lacking business orientation.
Yes,
why do they lack business orientation, and how can we improve this business orientation in this LED approaches in the region?
I believe there are two big problems. One problem is that we still here in Southern Eastern Europe, usually it is still not understood well that businesses are the ones who are making money and who are making better lives, and government administration is the one who is spending money. Many times we can see these roles switched in a way that the government administrations usually take their role much higher than they should have in a whole process. The other big problem is a problem of not having historical roots in participation of businesses in creating development plans or in creating strategic plans within the municipality. Since there are not open channels of communication, usually there is no trust between them. So trust is a main problem which doesn't involve businesses in participatory processes through strategic plan. In last few years, many times businesses were presented during the strategic plan within the municipalities. However, there are not well enough business associations and business support organizations who can guide them. That is also one of the main reasons why businesses are not much more involved within the whole process.
Thank you, Dragica. You are talking about institutional weaknesses also from the private sector. So the private sector itself is weakly organized. And so it is difficult, if I understand it right, to work together with this sector and to strengthen this sector. Natasha, I would like again to come back to your experiences on the ground. How difficult is it for you to involve the private sector, and what to attract the private sector?
First of all, we use the host, the power of the host. We find the key.
And the host, who is the host in that case?
Our mayor was the host of our municipality. And we also use we have funds from, we have hydroelectric power plants, and we get money for that. And we split from credits the private sector. And during this process, we also make the trust with the private sector. And that was the easier way to collect them and to discuss. But it's known that they are not a lot of time to spend with us on creation. And we make a schedule. When we, our partner group, decide some main factors, then we invite them and discuss with them what they're thinking about. Is that good way of thinking? Is the interest of a private sector? And then we find the solution or some proposals, and we include that proposal in our strategic plan. And the main is that we build the trust, the first.
Okay, that means that you are inviting the private sector to specific meetings, which you have prepared already. So they are prepared and they are coming and are involved, but they will not come to every meeting within the strategic planning process. Yes? Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, Vladislav would like to give a comment on that.
I want to give a comment. I think that action planning is also very important for the businesses because that is the place or the forum or where they get more information about where they can invest in the future in the community. Also, what we see in the whole process is that where we have gaps on the market or how to improve our position of the market. So they get a lot of interesting idea where to invest in the future in our community.
During the training, one outcome was that we have a lack of analysis of the economic sector. So one weakness which you said is the involvement of the business sector and maybe also the organization of the business sector. But another issue is the analysis on which you base your strategic plan. I would like to ask you, in how far is there a lack of this analysis, of this economic analysis on which you base the strategic plan?
It depends on many, many things. First of that is available data, and also how the people are educated to make analysis, especially on the local level, because we know that there is in the whole region of Southeast Europe, there is a lot of rural areas. There is no also capacity of the municipalities to take all of this data. If we have a wrong data, the whole thing can go in the wrong direction. And that is a very important point.
Okay.
I will agree with Vlado. Economic analysis of territory is one of the main problems in strategic planning in all these countries. Usually the problem is that at the local level, at the municipal or regional level, there are no institutions who are analyzing data. Usually those are national institutions and all figures are collected on a national base. So at the local base, this data analysis is usually project-based or specific purpose-based rather than continuous monitoring of economic or other statistical data or which are following processes at local economy. So one of the biggest problem is data analysis, and I truly believe that if the data analysis at local level is much better institutionalized and much better organized, the whole other processes in strategic planning and local economic development will be much better performed.
Thank you very much. I would like to introduce Natasha. Natasha is working on the one hand for the GDZ, the German Development Corporation, and on the other hand, she is working for the SAFER Association, an association which is promoting entrepreneurship trainings in the region. Natasha, my question is, what is your experience with business thinking at the local level and business thinking also in the public sector and in the private?
My name is Natasha Oryashki. As you said, I'm working for GTZ, German government organization, and also I am TEFE trainer, and I'm working for TEFE Association in Serbia in order to improve the business skills, because as you mentioned, one of the biggest problems is lack of knowledge, lack of know-how, how to run businesses. And usually we have on the one side government and municipality doing their job, and on the other side we have business, but they are not working together. And I think the donors are doing the right thing with these seminars, like seminars from Invent and GTZ. It doesn't matter if we have here only 20 people right now. The point is the way of thinking is changed, and they will use all the methods in their job, and that is the bottom-up approach and the right approach to do
Thank you, Natasha. I would like to come to an end and also to the closing question. In the last 5 days, we worked together with around 16 experts on local economic development. And I would like to ask you, what do you take home with you now from this workshop, especially on the question which we discussed, the LED experiences in Southeast Europe in the past, and what is for you the main message which you take home from this workshop? And I would like to start to have an answer from Vladislav.
Okay, I will say that we learned some new tools, so what I think that is very interesting. From my point of view, especially the moment of sensibilization of the business community is very important, and a few tools what we have practiced here is very important to understand how are the relationships between the main stakeholders and their synergy. And I think that maybe one of the main points in my further working in the future will be to work on more motivation, more trust of the business community. This kind of tools will help me to do that.
Thank you. We discussed a lot about quick wins here, but also we discussed about an LED process. So what do you think, what do you take home for yourself, for your municipality out of this workshop?
Very interesting was, like Natasha said, the way of thinking. I will try to include some of methods in my field of work and to improve the connection between stakeholders and to see interrelation between municipality and stakeholder and to find out to building a trust and raising awareness. I would like to present that for main key persons in my municipality and also lead agency. And one at month we have a meeting with stakeholders, and I will try to bring some new information and find out some, I'm not sure about all methods, but some of them.
Thank you. Dragica, you have participated in the workshop and you are already also very experienced on local economic development. What was for you the advantage for your practical work?
For my practical work, I found it very useful since I've been reading a lot and listening a lot about PACA approach, and I didn't have so far opportunity to see what it is besides the theoretical part that I read. So for me, it was very good to be here and to listen a little bit more on this specific approach. I found it very useful since I do agree that using trust-building measures in a public-private partnership could be very useful in these particular countries. During my work, I discovered that these connections is very weak. So I do agree with the approach that these people somehow need to work together through trust building. And I like these quick wins projects, which are very useful. And then there were some tools which are always very interesting to mention again and to use it again for the better practical use. I also would say that this was very useful event on a networking basis, since all people are here are representing their institutions who are dealing on this way or another way with local economic development and bringing a lot of their knowledges and experiences into this room. It was my pleasure to listen all their ideas and all their comments and to work together with them on all these issues.
Thank you. I would like to ask you the last question. What do you see as a main challenge now for the next 2 years for the region of Southeast Europe, but also for your own municipality or for your own NGO in regard to local economic development? And I would like to start with Natasha.
I had a possibility to hear also from other countries about strategies they made, and I think it will be quite difficult to implement all the measures because this is the most of desk jobs, so to say, is done only by municipalities with lack of partnership with private sector, and the main problem will be to implement all of this without the changing way of thinking and without using this new approach. In the last couple of years, we saw that the LED process is moving faster in a positive way, and it's a same situation in all the countries from Southeast Europe, and I think the people are moving forward. They are much more motivated, and I think our chance is in actually in human resources, because the way of thinking of the people has changed and they're willing to move forward.
Okay. Thank you very much, Natasha. Dragica, two main challenges of LED in the future in Southeast Europe.
I believe the main challenge is, so far it was rather donor-driven approach than approach which is based on a local initiative. So I think that is my first main challenge. Local municipality, local actors actually, not only public sector, but local actors should take things into their hands and should work much more better organized and structurally better organized into the process to start a real initiative on local economic development. I really believe that this will happen very soon. And the second main challenge, which is based on the organization which I represent, is to position ourselves in a situation to help local communities and local actors to develop their local economies in all countries of Southern Europe.
Thank you, Dragica. Natasha?
Also, it's very important connecting and networking small municipality into an economical region, no matter which entity is. That's one. And also training the human resources necessary for bring the whole process or implementation of projects, or will be responsible for running of lead process.
Thank you very much, Natasha. And Vladislav, you as the last commentator, please give us, for you, the two main challenges of LED for Southeast Europe, and maybe Macedonia also in the future.
Yes, the first challenge, what is now in Macedonia, is the new financial resources that are available here in the Macedonia. So there is many opportunities like EU credits from the ER, there is a credit from the banks. That is a very big challenge. The other very important, maybe much more important challenge, especially in this LED, is how to motivate and how to involve much deeper business community and sectors to work together with the local governments and the other stakeholders. Especially, I will notify that it's very important also to build the resources, like my colleague Natasha say, human resources, but also build much more entrepreneurship skills, not only to the entrepreneurs, but also in the local government, also to build that kind of spirit.
Thank you very much, all of you, and also the other participants who are around here, for this comment. It's the final day today of the training, and I would like to thank everybody who participated in the last days, and I wish you a lot of success for the future on local economic development. Thank you very much.